Hello, this 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 31. So let's go back to our fundamental scripture, which is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always stop here to say what? That you have not believed in vain. You have not believed in vain. "For I delivered unto you first of all." And I said first of all means priority. What is Paul saying is the priority of the gospel? What is the Holy Spirit saying is the priority of the gospel? First of all, how that Christ died. How that Christ died. So the priority of the gospel is what? How that Christ died. You can never preach the gospel without this. How that Christ died. Because in understanding this is the victory. Understanding the death of Christ is the victory. And I keep saying that the reason why we do not see Jesus standing in before Satan, giving him one blow, and the other one throwing another blow, and this one said, "Come on, catch you, I have you, I will kill you." Why don't we have it? Because it was all fulfilled when Christ died. So if we're going to talk about the death of Christ, then it means we're going toward the crucifixion of Christ. And in talking about the crucifixion of Christ, we have to go first to the Garden of Gethsemane, where he had the agony of lost souls. Oh, wow. I trust that God has given you an understanding of the Garden of Gethsemane. Because sometimes you think that, oh, really, the real thing happened on the cross. It started in the garden, that he won in the garden, that he said, "Father, go ahead. Go ahead and save humanity through me." And I told you the reason why he had this apprehension was because he was going to be united with the nature of the adversary, the nature of death. So, here was Christ, who was being taken, or has been taken by Judas Iscariot and the soldiers, and he is now going for trial. Now, one of the things that is amazing is that this Christ is the same God of Abraham. He is God manifest in the flesh. You know, sometimes when we see the Son of God, it's like Son is somebody who has been given birth to. Yes, of birth in the flesh, God manifest in the flesh. But it's not like somebody's child. So here was Christ, who is going to the cross. And there's a curious scripture in Zechariah. I want to bring your attention to Zechariah 13:6. Zechariah 13:6. Do you know what it says? He says, And one shall say unto him, "What are these wounds in thy hands?" Listen, you can open it and read it. It said, "And one shall say unto him," this is a messianic scripture talking about the death of the Messiah before he came, Zechariah prophesied. "And one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thy hands?" People say that there is only one man-made thing in heaven. And that is what? The wounds of Christ in, that he carried on the cross. The nails. The wounds of the nails. So he said, one will say, "What are these wounds in your hands?" Then he shall answer. This is the answer he gives. "Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends." He said, what kind of wounds are these? Who made these wounds? Gaping holes. Gaping holes in the hands of Christ. Gaping holes. Flesh taking out. Terrible wounds. He said, who made them? He said, these are the wounds I sustained in the house of my friends. Who are the friends he's talking about? The nation of Israel. He said, these are my covenant friends. These are the ones I cut the covenant with. They have the mark of my covenant in their body because they were all circumcised. And yet they shouted, crucify him, crucify him. They said, let his blood be upon us. Pilate said, listen, is it not enough? I have scourged him. Let him go. Say, no, 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 no. Let his blood be upon us. No wonder the nation of Israel has suffered so much. When you look at their history after the death of Christ. And it is no wonder that they themselves, you know, many of them cannot, they don't want to hear that name Christ. Well, if you betray somebody, do you want to hear the person's name? You want to hear the person's name. But it's a sad thing. Betrayal is a very, very sad thing. It's really sad. But that is what we gave to Christ. That's what they gave to Christ. But he accepted the betrayal and gave them love. Christ is the manifestation of love. This is love in action. That you betray, we will betray him and he will turn around and love us. Where are these wounds in your hands from? He said, they are the wounds I will sustain in the house of my friends. May God give you good friends who will not give you wounds, but who will give you joy. You are so blessed, blessed, blessed. Bye.